This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, beloved. Oh, it is so good, to be in the presence of Almighty God and to sense Him all around us. This message is from the throne room of grace, I believe. Today, as we draw close to God in part 32, we begin to understand more and more what is required of us and what is lacking in us. This message is simply entitled Justification by Faith Alone. Turn with me to Romans, the third chapter, and we're going to look at verses 27 and 28. Can we boast then, says Paul, that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No. Because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law. It is based on faith. So we are made right with God through faith, not by obeying the law. There's some words that jump out at me as I read this scripture. Boasting is one. Accepted is another. Acquittal, yet another. And faith, the most important. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, near the end he says, there are three things: faith, hope, and love. And he says the greatest of these is love. Now I want you to come with me on this little journey. The Lord is so amazing. As you may well know, the Lord poured His love into my life some time ago, and He said to me, tell my people about my love. There are three things that Paul talks about: faith, hope, and love. And then he says the greatest of these is love. So I've been commissioned to tell God's people about His love. And I've never fully understood why. Until a little while ago, I realized that love is the most important, therefore It is the biggest thing. It is the biggest part of our Christian walk. And that to me is amazing, totally amazing. Now stay with me, because today we look at faith, and oftentimes we don't have enough faith, yet the Lord Jesus says all we need is faith as big as a mustard seed, so that we can tell that mountain to move, and it will move. But in our lives, there are unmovable mountains. We think we have enough faith, and nothing happens. Before us is a huge mountain peak, and it's not moving. Why isn't it moving? Why can't I get this mountain to move? I am mustering up as much faith as I can, but still it doesn't move. What is faith? Well, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 1 says this: faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Confidence of what we hope will happen. Assurance of things we cannot see. So Paul says, can we boast? Can we boast then that we have done anything to be accepted by God? Oh, well, I was accepted by God because I'm a really good person. I've been accepted by God because I've never done anything wrong. I've been accepted by God because I go to the temple and I pray constantly. I've been accepted by God because I don't cease praying. I've been accepted by God because I go to church every Sunday. Aren't I brilliant? Paul's saying it's nonsense. It's nothing to do with that. He says our acquittal. What a beautiful word. Acquittal. We've been acquitted in the court of our Lord because we've accepted Him. We've accepted His Son as our Lord and Savior. And how have we done that? There's only one way. And that's through faith. And that is through the confidence of what we hope for will actually happen. That is through the assurance that things we cannot see are there. Through faith. Our acquittal hasn't been based on obeying the law. It's all about faith. So therefore, David, what's all this love about then? What's that got to do with it? When we accept God's love to pour into our hearts, when we know that we are full of God's love, when we make that realization and that acceptance that God's love is inside us, when we know for sure that He has poured His love into us, what's going to happen? The first thing that's going to happen is as you feel God's love, it is amazing. It's like something you've never felt in your life before because you feel accepted. You realize that He has accepted you. And the next thing that happens, with God's love inside you, with God's love radiating out of every pore of your life. With God's love, what happens? The immovable mountain in front of us, that one that would not move, is suddenly going to shift out of your way. Why? Because suddenly, that mountain doesn't matter. Are you getting this? That mountain that was immovable moves because of God's love, because God's love creates faith in you, and without you even realizing, that immovable mountain shifts right out of the way, and it has to go. It has no choice. It cannot stay there, because through God's love, faith is increased. Can we boast then, says Paul, that we have done anything to be accepted by God? No, because our acquittal is not based on obeying the law, it's based on faith. Faith being the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen, an assurance about things that we cannot see. And it's driven by love. How do I know that? Because, as I say, Paul talks about three things: faith, hope, and love. And he says the greatest of these is love. And therefore, if the greatest of these is love, then faith comes with it, as does hope. Because hope is all part of faith. Watch again. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. I can't prove it any other way than that. I prove it through the Word of God. And the Lord is waiting for you to say yes. Heavenly Father, through your Holy Spirit, pour your love into my heart. And that love, as it pours into you, moves any mountain. It shifts out of the way any obstacle that is in your way as you go on your road. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, I'm amazed at your word. Because as I declare these things through your Holy Spirit, they mean so much to me. They mean that the world to me, Father. Beloved, join with me and pray. Heavenly Father, say that now. Heavenly Father, I open up my heart. Father, if I'm not able to open up my heart, I ask you in Jesus' name. To drop the wall that I have built around myself. Smash it down, Father, now, in Jesus' name. Let your love flow into my life, into my heart, into my very being. Thank you, Lord. Turn your spiritual wrecking ball onto the wall that surrounds me. And I give you my permission, Lord. to pour your love into me now. In Jesus' name. Change my life, Lord. And let your faith, the faith that I have in you, come to the fore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.